Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries, and I am Dr. Mary Craig. Our series is Opening the Eyes of the Blind. Our topic is Jesus Heals a Demonized Man, Blind and Mute, from Matthew 12, verses 22 to 37. This is a teaching sermon given by teleconference March 29, 2020. This is also a live recording, so let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And we thank you, Lord God, for the sacrificial life of perfect, personal, perpetual obedience of Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and to make a way for us to be reconciled with a holy God, and also to enable us to be forgiven of our sins. And we thank you, Lord God, that you, Holy Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, such that you showed that in the resurrection of Jesus Christ by raising him from the dead. And so we ask you now, Father God, that you would send your Holy Spirit to us, that the Holy Spirit would open the eyes of our minds to comprehend and open the eyes of our hearts to receive what you have for us today. We give you all the praise and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. As conflicts between Jesus and the religious leaders intensify, Jesus heals a demonized man who is blind and mute. This remarkable healing is given only one verse in Matthew 12, verse 22. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. So what's going on? A confrontation with the Pharisees comes right to the edge as Jesus is then accused of being empowered by Satan. This blasphemous accusation by the Pharisees brings Jesus to respond about the source of power behind his working of miracles and also how words reveal what is in a person's heart, words for which one is accountable. And we can read more in Matthew 12, verses 22 to 37. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he, Jesus, healed him, so that the blind and the mute man both saw and spoke. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be the son of David?" Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." But Jesus knew their thoughts and said, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God," or some versions say by the finger of God, "surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will not be forgiven people. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word people may speak, they will give account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Now, right before this passage, we have Jesus as the prophesied servant who comes to heal and to restore. We see the peace of Christ as suffering servant contrasted with the growing hatred of the Pharisees. For our purposes, we want to focus on the healing of this demonized man, blind and mute. So, what do we have? A demonized man is brought to Jesus. He was blind and mute. Before Jesus heals this man, light lies outstretched beyond the reach. He was mute, deaf, and dumb. Sound lies outstretched beyond the limit of his reach. This man is lame in hearing and or having the ability to speak. He is possessed, demonized. Mute, deaf, and dumb. Sound is beyond the limit of his reach, and he is under the power of an evil spirit or demon. A true believer cannot be possessed by Satan, because possession has to do with ownership. When one is born again, born out of God, the Holy Spirit indwells that person. Such a person is not his own. He has been bought with a price. For that reference, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. We are to understand that. However, here is the progression. Step 1, regression, moving back. Step 2, repression, restrain, holding back. Step 3, suppression, put down by force, to quell. Depression, press down, lower in value, weaken. Sadness, oppression, weigh heavily, keep down by cruel and unjust use of authority. And finally, possession, fully controlled or owned. Jesus also healed those oppressed by the devil. Acts 10, verse 38. 1 Corinthians 10 warns believers not to lust after evil things, not to become idolaters, not commit sexual immorality, nor tempt Christ. Rather, let the one who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Temptations are not unique, be they God-permitting, testing for the purpose of strengthening faith and character, or be they Satan, enticing to evil for the purpose of destruction. And you can read more about that in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4, and James 1, verses 12 to 15. So, here's this man, demonized, blind, unable to speak, most likely unable to hear. He is in, as it were, a dark and lonely prison and possessed by a demon. His situation comes across as hopeless, a winepress of oppression. Demons can afflict and can dethrone our sense of reason and take the throne themselves. They seek to dethrone a person's consciousness of self. They indwell someone possessed, or they oppress, seeking to gain entry. For more, you can look at Psalm 38, verses 12 to 15. Jesus was sent by the Father to open blind eyes, to open deaf ears, to cast out demons, death, and destruction brought on by sin, and to save. The condition of every one of us was that of blindness, spiritual blindness. Our eyes must be opened to comprehend, to understand, and to see. We need to be in hearing range, hearing the Word of God calling us to Jesus Christ, who alone saves. Our spiritual ears must be opened that we might hear the call, and our hearts must be turned that we might believe in Jesus, believe Jesus, and believe what Jesus believes. We see, we hear, and we are delivered from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We are bought with a price. We are not our own. The ransom has been paid. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the once-for-all-time sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who offered up himself in our place instead, that we might be brought into the family of the living God by adoption and know the love of God and the peace that passes all understanding. The healing of this man takes only a few lines in Scripture. But when Jesus healed him and this man could talk and see, his whole life changed. An encounter with Jesus Christ is a life-changing encounter. And when it happens, you will know and others around you will know. They will know because your life will be changed. You will be different. Your wanter will change. The things that you used to want, you will no longer want. If they are not holy, if they are what God calls sin, and God defines what is good and what is evil. Satan no longer has a grip on this person. You may think he does. You may give Satan too much more than he deserves. The prison doors opened, and this man was loosed, delivered, set free. We don't know what happened after Jesus healed this man, how exactly his life changed. What we do know is that whoever they were, they brought this man to Jesus. We have no conversation, no method of healing described, nothing but that Jesus healed him, and this man could talk and see. We talk about leading someone to Christ. Some speak of this as saving a person when that person prays what we call the sinner's prayer. The fact is that we can save no one. We can save no one. Only Jesus saves. We can get a person to where the gospel of Christ is preached. We can give a person the gospel of Christ if we are able to share it. We can share our personal testimony. We can pray and encourage and answer people's questions as best we can. Or we can Google seeking answers. But only Jesus saves, heals, and delivers. We are ambassadors carrying the message of reconciliation with the living God. We are just the messengers. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. This healing provoked two very different responses: amazement of the people and blasphemy of the Pharisees. Jesus addressed the blasphemy issue. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. It's either a miracle whose origin is Satan or a miracle whose origin is the Holy Spirit. And the miracles of Satan are called lying wonders. L-Y-I-N-G, lying wonders. But Satan can perform lying wonders. Always keep that in mind. Likewise, the strong man's house will be bound and plundered by a stronger one. And then blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And finally, a tree is known by its fruit. This couldn't be the Son of David, could it? Messiah was expected to perform miracles. And look at this. Is Jesus the Messiah? Jesus' words and works will testify. Words reflect the heart. Now, this is a quote from Alan Ross. Quote, James focuses on speech, showing that good things should come from a good heart. Our difficulty is that we do not always show by thoughts, words, or deeds that our hearts have been cleansed and created anew. We who know that Jesus is the Messiah, who know that he did his works by the power of the Spirit, who know that he is coming to judge the world, ought to make sure that our words and works harmonize with that faith. The quote from Alan Ross. What is needed is a radical change of heart. To receive a new heart, we would say, and find forgiveness. The way to do that is to believe in Christ as the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Salvation is a miracle wrought in the heart of a holy God, worked, in quotes, by Jesus Christ, who was sent by the Father to save, and by the Holy Spirit, who applies what Jesus Christ has accomplished in behalf of those for whom he died. It is all of God, it is all by the grace of God, and all to the glory of God. Now, I have a little side note here that I'm going to add on at the end, and this is my side note. The sermon is finished. Amen. But this is my side note that went along with this lesson or teaching sermon. Again, this is from Alan Ross. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit would be the rejection of the same truth in the full awareness that this is what is happening. It is the thoughtful, willful rejection of the work of the Spirit of God, even though there can be no other explanation of the healings of Jesus. Blasphemy against the Son, Jesus Christ, and against the Holy Spirit then means the complete and willful rejection of Jesus as the Messiah and the crediting of his works to Satan. Thus, this is not a sin that a true believer can commit, for the true believer has already accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Or to put it in another way, there are two witnesses that will condemn a person, the rejection of the truth of the gospel of Christ and the attributing of his miracles to Satan. This adds up to complete and conscious rejection of Jesus. For those who maintain that opposition to Christ throughout their lives and never recant and turn, there is no forgiveness. And I'll close with Acts 10:36-38. That word which God sent the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10, verses 36 to 38. And now let's pray as we close. Father God, I come before you now in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless everyone listening to this podcast, or this whatever, to this message today. And I thank you, Lord God. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you move in people's hearts and minds to open the eyes of the blind that they might see, to open deaf ears that they might hear, that you would turn hearts to receive Jesus Christ. And Lord, Holy Spirit, I ask that you come, because the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Holy Father, I ask you, Lord, to be with people today if they are in that very dark place, if they are anywhere in that progression that leads to possession by any devil, by Satan himself. Lord, I ask that you extend grace as the Spirit of grace, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you, this healing by Jesus Christ, though given only one verse in Scripture, shows the power of Jesus Christ to transform and change a life of someone demonized, blind, and mute, couldn't talk, most likely could not hear. And God, we know that you have this power, and we know your heart, Lord. You want to bless. You want to bless your people. You are a covenant-keeping God, and you want to bless your people. You pity, you preserve, you protect, you provide. You empower, Lord God. You manifest your presence when you want. And Lord, you are the sovereign Lord over all creation. And we thank you, God. You are the one who does miracles. Every salvation is a miracle. And we thank and praise you. And every one of us listening to this message who have been touched by you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, such that Jesus dwells within us, and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And so, as the Spirit of God dwells within us, Lord, we are born out of God, and we know it. And God, give us the grace to be ambassadors for you, to be the messengers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us speak plainly. Let us speak boldly. Let us speak with courage, Lord God. And let us never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ or of who he is and what he has done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.